Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas.
We're here at the Washington State Fair and talking about first-time homebuyers. And in this case, we actually have some guests up at the desk with us. Danielle and Marcus, who are first-time home sellers. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you told us that during our break you had some questions, mm-hmm. and why don't you go ahead and share those for anyone who's listening?
Okay, right now we're in a condo. We're wanting to know that if we are selling, that we're going to be able to get the most for what we're selling, and when is a good time to put it on the market?
Okay. So I can certainly answer a lot of those questions for you. Just real quick, though, how large of a condo? Like, how many bedrooms is this?
It's a three-bedroom, about 1,200 square feet.
Okay.
Good size.
Two-story or single? Single level? Okay.
Yeah. Two-bathroom.
Okay.
Where is it located?
In Renton.
Excellent. Okay.
Fantastic. And that's a growing area. So, so to your point about when is the best time, one of the things that a lot of folks automatically assume is that summer is always the best time. However, what you always have to think about is what type of property am I selling? Mm-hmm. So condominiums frequently, and this is why I asked how many bedrooms you had, frequently if it's two bedroom or less, they sell very easily all year round. Because you got to think about who is the potential buyer of your property, right? So in a three bedroom, now what you have in a condo is it can be people, especially a single story. Mm-hmm. Is it first floor, second floor, third floor?
Second floor.
Is it stairs only?
Very small, short, distances.
Okay. Short distance. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you start thinking about who might buy that, mm-hmm. you automatically kind of get an idea of, all right, am I potentially selling to families? Am I selling maybe to just, maybe single adults or a couple, maybe someone downsizing, different things like that, right? So probably going to be someone who's mobile if it's stair access only. And then you start thinking about, well, when do these folks typically move? So if people have small children that are in school, frequently they try and limit their moves to the summertime. But not always, especially if they're still moving within the same school district.
Right, that's the big key. They want to get in the home before the school starts.
Absolutely. But if they're staying within the same school district, families typically still willing to move during that period of time, as long as it's not necessarily disruptive to where the kids are going to school, right? So in your situation, condos, because of just the demographics of who typically lives in them, they tend to sell fairly well mostly year-round. But what slows people down during the holidays is folks being like, I don't want to be bothered. Now, if you're the kind of person that during the holidays, you're willing to keep your house in showing condition, then it's not an issue because people who are buying during that period of time are very serious buyers.
They're motivated.
Very motivated.
Every house I've bought has been in the wintertime when the yard looks bad and it's dark and gloomy out because the sellers are motivated typically. So that mm-hmm. might play well for you too.
Okay.
If you're selling this time of year, you got someone who maybe wants to get into their new condo before the holidays so they can have their parties and everything in the new condo.
Yeah.
And then you're on the buying side, you're going to be going out looking for a place from a motivated seller.
Right.
Absolutely.
So also from the standpoint of making sure that you're getting the top dollar for it, really condition. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because we're in such a marketplace. We talked about this on one of our shows, actually our first show. And last Tuesday, we have such limited inventory right now. King County only has about 1.2 months of inventory for the entire
area. It's real tight.
It's really, really tight on inventory. It's a great time to be selling, actually.
You're looking to rent in for the new home?
Yes. We want to stick in that area. It's a growing area, and we are aware of that.
Well, and you've got Boeing doing well, so there's a lot of folks still trying to find places to stay.
Danielle, do you have the same ideas about the home you're buying as Marcus?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes, love the area.
Yeah? You're okay with a man cave?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm all for it.
Excellent.
She's always saying, finally, get him in a man cave.
That's good.
Keep his stuff in that room. All right.
It's
not everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, I wish I had a man cave for my husband. We have a six-bedroom house, but he doesn't have a man cave, and I feel bad because he's, always at the bar area of the kitchen. That's all of his crap. Yeah.
Sort of
right
longingly thinking about it. That's right.
Definitely an equal opportunity wife.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right.
Wow.
All
that's
right.
A, that's
I like
a
that.
Excellent
yeah.
catch. You got the right hat on, too. Go Hawks.
Yes.
Awesome.
So definitely when you're prepping the home, make sure it's make it as tidy as possible, declutter, depersonalize, all of those things. They really help you because you want to think about the flow. You know, like in our business, we meet with sellers in advance and we kind of do kind of a preliminary staging appointment. And we look at how is everything laid out, because how people live in their home and how they sell their home is vastly different.
Right.
And especially in this area, we have such sophisticated buyers. You know, people are online. They study after study shows 92% of everybody is, you know, looking online first. And here's something that I think can really help you as you start prepping your home for sale. Now, obviously, you should get help from somebody, but think about your phone. 70% of buyers now do their home searching just on their phones. So if you go walk around your house, you'll know how much decluttering you have to do. It doesn't have to be sparse. It just needs to be clear.
Clear.
If you can take a picture on your cell phone and not have it look cluttered,
you're in.
You're in the right ballpark.
Yeah, okay. And then I'm going to hire you to come to my house.
I've seen your house. Come on. You're pretty tidy for a guy.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah. I got the man cave.
He does have a man cave. That is true. My husband was jealous, but you have a very small television.
Yeah. What can I say?
Very small.
Right. Yeah.
This is one place that size does matter.
This is a problem. Yeah. I'm embarrassed about my small television.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now, one more question I was a little concerned about. Now, I hear a lot of people say that it should be important that we upgrade, you know, as far as like appliances and things like that. How important is that, or is that something that we should really?
It depends. Like, how old are your appliances?
Since 96.
96.
And fairly good working appliances.
Okay.
You know,
they're in decent condition. Are they?
Decent.
What color are they?
White.
White. Okay, so they're pretty. Yeah, they're pretty normal. Okay. So here's a couple of things to consider. Because that's a pretty big cash outlay, right? To redo all your appliances. Because you're talking like dishwasher, stove, washer dryer, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So here's a suggestion for you, because this is something we also do with our clients, and whoever you end up working with, right? Talk to them about home warranties. And possibly offering a home warranty. Like, I buy a home warranty for every single one of my clients. And these were only just since 2012 required for real estate agents to tell the public about. They've been around forever. I've been buying them for 12 years. Other states, they've been required. In Washington, only in the last year or so have they said you have to actually talk to your clients to tell them they're available. But here's what's great about them. When you get one for a buyer, it's part of a negotiating tool in a sale. So let's say they come in and they're like, oh, but they're all older. We want upgrades. Well, you know, they can go pick them. I mean, my husband and I, we just got a new fridge on Thursday. We had to wait 2 weeks for it. We spent $2,700 on a fridge.
Yeah. We're in the process now of getting those.
Are you pricing them? Yeah. It's kind of painful. So if you're about ready to buy a home, my personal recommendation, unless there was something really wrong with them, is you do a deep clean. You know, like, we bring cleaners in and we have a deep clean done, including the appliances. Make everything as pretty as possible. And if it's in working condition, you could probably put your money somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right?
What's a home warranty cost?
Home warranties for a condo are typically going to maybe be around $275 to $350 or so.
Yeah, one
time. So they're very reasonable. They last for a year. National Association of Realtors does studies, and about 40% of homes, something breaks down within the first year of transfer of ownership. And so if you have one of those in place, it's kind of the safety net, because what happens is it gives that buyer a policy that says, hey, if something breaks, $60 call out. It's really low, inexpensive call out for the service. And then the company sends their people out. They have contracts with different vendors. They come out and they look at the issue. And if it's an item that's covered under the warranty, they either have to repair it or they have to replace it.
Wow.
And I had one client who got a $6,000 refrigerator replaced for one of those policies, because we found out a bracket wasn't, it was bent. And so when they were putting their food in, it was going bad quickly and they couldn't figure out why. So they called someone out. It was a 9-year-old refrigerator, Viking. and the bracket had been bent and it was no longer available, so they had to replace it. And that was totally worth it. My last house I just bought in 2007, even for a sewer line, I had to have cleared. $60, you know, a guy coming, a plumber, normally costs like $100 to $150 an hour. So even just the call-out fee was a savings.
Awesome.
Good, good. Hey, yeah. One other question for you guys. The condo itself, have you done any research on the project itself, the percentage of owner-occupants
in
the project?
Yes, great question.
We have, not quite, because when we first moved in, there was, a fairly small community, so mm-hmm. we kind of, you know, could keep track that way, but, you know, there's been a lot of changes.
Okay.
So
you're going to want to look into that, because going back to the who can buy your place, mm-hmm. if your condo association is not FHA approved, you've now lost out 40 to 60% of the potential buyers.
Yep.
And so you really have to be planning about that, too.
And we want to know that at least half of the units are mm-hmm. owner-occupied.
Yes.
And you're not necessarily the whole project, but at least in the phase of the project that you live in.
Yes.
So we're looking for 50% owner occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for no more than maybe 15% of the owners are late on their homeowners association
right.
dues. So you got to be up on that.
Yeah.
We're looking that the budget of the condo association is properly managed. They've got good reserves.
And a reserve study.
Yep, and that there's no sort of big, scary lawsuits going on in the development. So if we kind of say check, 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 those all look good,
yeah.
then you've got a good marketable property to sell.
Yes.
And that's going to be really important, because financing can make a huge difference when you're looking at a condo.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, so getting people to your place is about making it look really good. Do good photos. We use professional photography. And then making sure who you can sell to, because that is really key, because you're going to want to do your marketing appropriate
right.
to who can buy it.
Thank
and
you
if it's
so
FHA
much.
Approved, you want to scream that out in your marketing.
That's okay. right. I see you have your daughter here, too,
yes.
with you. Yeah. What's the best food here? We're starving.
Oh, yes. It smells so good.
The corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
I'm a corn dog fan.
Where are they? Down that? Yeah.
They're probably everywhere.
Probably everywhere. All right. Okay. We'll have to work on that.
Thank you so much.
Because
help?
That was very helpful. Really appreciate it.
Excellent.
Well,
wonderful.
Thank you so much, Danielle, Marcus. I hope you guys have good luck selling your condo.
If you want to get on our email list too, you can text that Team Reba to 22828 on your cell phone.
That's right.
Thank you. Very
excellent.
All right.
Well, thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the fair. Well, Reba, when we come back, we're going to be interviewing a home inspector and learning out a whole bunch of nasty things that can come up.
About sewer scopes. I'm going to get a scone.
You're listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll return in a moment.